97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon. Hi, Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director. How you doing, sir?
Heidi, good to be with you out here at gorgeous Belrive Country Club. Round two about to wrap up. The heat got a little more sweltering than I thought. There's no wind that would account for the good scores and the soft greens. But in general, it's a magnificent day. They set a record yesterday with 28,000 attendance-wise, and I think there were more there today. And, let me just say this. Since they've been doing this BMW Championship for 20 years, they've never had a Thursday where they drew 28,000. Over the weekend, there could be 80,000, 40,000 Saturday, 40,000 Sunday. So St. Louis, like it always does, nails the big event with great attendances.
I love it. I'm absolutely thrilled about that. I know a lot of the crew is going to be out there over the weekend. Real quickly, before we get into other stuff, I wanted to ask you what you thought of Fernando Mendoza and how he's done for the first couple of games. I know it's preseason. How's he looking? You know, the Raiders think he's going to be the answer to their, you know, horrible leadership, but maybe he is. I love him. We all love him.
Well, we do, and there's a lot to love about him. His leadership is off the charts. He's really one of the great character guys we've ever had in college football. I think my gut feel is that he probably won't start day one. Kirk Cousins is a very polished, accomplished quarterback, and I think they're going to go with him initially. Maybe Mendoza week four, week five. He's done reasonably well in the preseason. I don't think his game two was great, but everything you hear out of Las Vegas is, yeah, this is the quarterback for the future.
Frank, I want to go back to the BMW Championship here. First off, have there been any Mark Reardon sightings up to this point?
Yes, I did see him in the press room. But I'll say this for him. You know, the press room is where it's air-conditioned and there's TVs and lots of food. But Mark, though, has been more in the trenches and kind of walking. And that's what you got to do. I mean, there's a lot of people who just sit in that media room the whole time. And I understand because the food's really good. But you got to go out and experience and you got to see these guys, you know, 10 feet away hitting these unbelievable shots. So I think that's the only way. A little bit of both is the best way to experience this golf tournament.
Okay, I'm glad that Mark's not just sitting in the AC. That's what he's used to. You know, he's kind of, as you know, he's kind of pampered. So I'm glad that he's working hard. We look at the leaderboard here. You got Gary Woodland, Wyndham Clark at the top, J.J. Spawn's in the mix. Scottie Scheffler a little bit lower down on the list. What have you taken so far from the first, well, just about 2 days of golf?
Oh, look, I just got finished interviewing Gary Woodland, who now has a share of the lead with Wyndham Clark. If you're pulling for somebody to win this tournament, it's Gary Woodland. This is a guy who has overcome a brain tumor. He has overcome mental health issues. He has overcome so many things in his life to be here. And here he is, tied with Wyndham Clark for the lead. He's from the University of Kansas, and he said that his team actually had pulled out some clothing for him to wear this weekend, and it was black and gold. And he said, no, I'm a Jayhawk. There's no way I am wearing Mizzou colors in St. Louis for this tournament. So he's a great guy. You got to root for him. And in terms of Scottie Scheffler, look, he started the day with 43 golfers ahead of him, and now there's only 22. He was 5 under 65 today. You have to fear him. He's the only guy who could be in 23rd place and everybody having Scottie Scheffler on their mind. So this could end up just being an incredible Sunday here at Belrive.
I imagine there's going to be a lot of attention over him. It sounds like it's going to be a great weekend here in St. Louis. Switching over to Cardinals baseball, some notable news today and not some great news. Andre Pallante, one of the Cardinals, tough guys as far as impactful pieces on the starting rotation, in the starting rotation this year, is going to the injured list with elbow inflammation. Have to imagine that we're probably going to see a little bit more Quinn Matthews as a result of this, but your immediate thoughts to this, Frank?
Well, that's a blow because you're 2.5 games out of the final wild card playoff spot and you want the Italian Stallion pitching every fifth day. I think with the exception of Jordan Walker, the next most shocking season for the Cardinals is Andre Pallante, who last year was 6-16. Nobody had any faith that he would come into this rotation to win a spot and then to be one of the better starting pitchers in the National League. So this is a big blow. Hopefully it's minor and he's back in a couple of weeks. But yeah, this one definitely hurts.
Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director, thanks for being here. Have a good time in that tent, hanging out of the air conditioning. Don't lie. You know you're in there.
All right. Thank you so much, Heidi. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon.